Hello and welcome to the Profitable Practice Podcast with me, Andrea Maxim, naturopathic doctor turned healthpreneur. And every week, I'm bringing you no-nonsense, no-BS, actionable strategies to create a practice that is not only profitable, but fully sustainable by you. If you're an action taker like me and want to create a practice that is profitable, then you've come to the right place. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Profitable Practice Podcast. I'm, of course, your host, Andrea Maxim, and I, as promised, brought on another student from the Maximize Your Clinic program, Katie Rothwell, who's going to talk to us about how niching her practice in the past few years has really made an impact on her bottom line. And the best part is it took away a lot of that bandwidth that we use on our brains on a constant basis, jumping from one condition to another condition to another condition. She just chose thyroid health and went with it. And we're also going to talk about how she went from being an associate to a practice to owning the practice that she was an associate in and kind of the differences there, because I find so often we think, and we mentioned this, that the grass is always greener on the other side, or you can make so much more money as a clinic owner, and that isn't always the case. So we're going to jump into that. I wanted to take a moment and say we are quickly approaching on 100 episodes. I never thought in my wildest dreams I would have had 100 episodes, let alone a podcast. And I just wanted to thank each and every one of you for listening, for being inspired, for taking action, for working with me, either one-on-one or in my programs. And every time I hear good things, good feedback, or even constructive criticism, I'm always reassured that this podcast was designed for a reason, that it's helping you guys, whether I know, whether you've reached out and told me or not, the people that I hope that I'm touching, it's making an impact on at least your mindset around approaching your business. And you always know you have one massive cheerleader in your corner, and that is, of course, me, if not anybody else, which I'm sure is not the case. So if you wanted to reach out, you know, snap a picture that you're taking or that you're listening to this show and tag me on it. Please follow me on Instagram at Andrea Maxim ND. And as I said, Katie is a student of the Maximize Your Clinic program. And in that program, I give away all of the strategies that I've used to create my six-figure and growing practice, as well as doing live group coaching every single month. So what I've done is I've put together a really amazing free masterclass that talks about those top five strategies. And at the end, if you want to become a member or work with me one-on-one, there is a extra special bonus at the end of that free masterclass. And if you want to sign up at maximizedbusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness, the number 3, the letter X, your business, and check it out. But without further ado, let's jump on to that interview with Katie. Katie, thank you so much for being on the Profitable Practice Podcast today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thank you for having me.
And what I love about you being here is we've gotten to know each other and I've gotten to know your business a lot better over the past couple of years. And you have made some really amazing strides. And that's why I was thrilled when you took me up on my invitation to come onto the show, being one of my students and kind of talking about how your journey has been over the past few years. And one of the biggest things that I think really set you apart from a lot of the other students is you started niching down your business, and that made a big transformational piece, not only with the number of new patients that you saw, but also how you're running your business. And this, I think, is one of the scariest things for people to do, right? Because they're so afraid they're going to start excluding people. So before we jump into that, if you want to give people a brief background on where you practice and sort of what your business was looking like prior to starting to work with me and make some of these advances, please do.
Yeah, great. So yeah, I'm Katie Rothwell. I'm a naturopathic doctor. So I work in Barrie. I'm a co-owner of Rooted Naturopathic Clinic. And then I also work one day a week in Midland as well. That's my hometown. So I have a smaller practice there. And yeah, I have a clinical focus in thyroid care. So that's really what I've worked really hard to niche my practice in probably the last 2 years, like very devoted to that, mm-hmm. Which has been really amazing in, like you said, kind of increasing my patient base and growing my practice a lot quicker than I thought.
So how did it start out? When you started out, you were an associate, because we're also going to talk mm-hmm. about your jump from associateship to co-owning a practice.
Yeah.
And we're going to get down to like the nitty-gritty realisms of that. But how did your business start? When you were starting out, what did it look like? What did it feel like? And how did you transition into, okay, this is going to be my focus. This is what I'm going to work on.
Yeah. So after graduating, I had kind of like a general idea of what I liked. I think a lot of people come out of CCNM and they're like, oh, I love women's health. And like, it's very generalized. And like, I was one of those people. And I was like, I don't really know like what I'm really like focused or interested in, or like what I would choose to like niche my practice in. So when I was first working as an associate in Barrie, I was working 2 days in Barrie, 2 days in Midland. I was kind of, you know, exploring different areas that I really liked and just kind of seeing a bit of everything. So it felt very scattered and not focused. And like, I wasn't really gaining a lot of traction. Like, yes, there was some growth, but like, I didn't feel like it was happening as quickly as I wanted it mm-hmm. to.
Mm-hmm. And so what was kind of that defining piece? Like, and that's the common struggle, right? And I'm sure a lot of people that are listening, regardless of where you are in your business journey, you aren't going to know where you're going to focus. You don't know what type of practitioner you are yet. So where did things really start to unveil for you to be like, okay, this is my path?
So I think one of the biggest benefits for me joining an existing practice was having some senior NDs that were mm-hmm. basically my mentors. Mm-hmm. And that was incredible and amazing, you know, from anything from, you know, patient care and clinical stuff to, you know, they've done a lot of work in their business and marketing. They were helpful and really pushed me out of comfort zone to, you know, get really clear and focus in on the type of people I wanted to see, and really like pushed me towards my niche. Like as a, you know, student at CCNM working in clinic, like I hated working in thyroid. Like it was confusing. I didn't know what to do. Like mm-hmm. my supervisors like didn't seem to really know what to do. Like it was just, we didn't get a lot of background or like education on it. And it was just really confusing. I was like, man, thyroid, like that sucks. Like, I don't want to do that. And they were like, it's really like, you should really look into it. Like, it's really an area in need. And, mm-hmm. and that, like, they really just pushed me into my own niche, which yeah, is interesting for sure. And once I started to get into it and I did a couple talks in our community and like, an insane amount of people showed up. Like mm-hmm. the room was like packed. And for me, that was just like that aha moment where right. I was like, okay, so many people are looking for, you know, good information and alternative solutions to this problem. And it's not being, you know, addressed well enough by our conventional care. And then, you know, once I started doing the deep dive into it, I just loved it. So it's been amazing.
So when you did that first talk, if I recall it being one of the promotions that you and I started working on in the program, it really wasn't even all that niche. It was just basically like, learn how to treat thyroid naturally. And then you got this big response. So once you figured out, okay, this is definitely a place I need to go, mentally, of course, we kind of resist that, right? So we're always sort of like, well, I could definitely add more thyroid to my business. but I don't know if I'm ready to niche, like really put all my eggs into one basket. How did you kind of work through that and navigate through that piece?
Yeah, I think it was a challenge for sure, especially when you start out in that kind of scarcity mindset where you just are happy to have anybody walk into your office, whether it's, you know, they want to lower their cholesterol or fix their thyroid or get pregnant or whatever it is. And, you know, it is scary, I think, at the beginning. But when I saw that it was growing, you know, my practice and making me a more confident practitioner as well, because I think that's the other thing that I really loved about niching my practice is that, you know, I can stay up to date on the research. I can, you know every, you know, thing that I need to know to treat this properly. And if you're treating everything, that becomes a lot more challenging and a lot more work to be doing a lot more research for every patient that you're seeing. So that was definitely a conversation that I had with myself a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And also with the NDs that I worked with, you know, they were very supportive in saying, you know, yes, this is your niche. This is what you're putting out there, you know, marketing wise and talking wise. It doesn't mean that you're never going to treat, you know, period problems, or you're never going to treat menopause or digestion. Like, those cases are still going to come through your door, mm-hmm. and you're still going to have a variety. But it may mean that, you know, 60 or 70% of my practice is thyroid based and 30% is other concerns, mm-hmm. Which for me is a really nice mix.
And did you actually start turning people away? So people are now approaching you with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, fertility, perhaps. Did you take that step to say, like, yes, I will still treat everybody? Or did you find that people naturally just started gravitating towards you just for the thyroid piece and you just weren't attracting the other groups?
Definitely, I find people come to me now specifically for thyroid. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have people, so I'm in Barrie, which is about an hour north of the city, but I have people from like GTA area, people as north of Sudbury, that will come specifically for thyroid, which is amazing. Like, that's really exciting for me that I'm reaching like a wider audience. And I do turn people away or refer them to other NDs if I don't feel that, you know, I'm the best person for them. So we work in a clinic. We have 4 NDs now. And so if there is, you know, just today I had someone coming in for fertility concern meet and greet. Mm-hmm. And I was like, look, like, one of our practitioners is like the bomb at fertility. You need to see her. Like, yeah. I'm not your person. So I definitely refer out a lot for things like, you know, cancer care and chronic pain and, you know, in chronic infections and to do. And I want those people to be, you know, in good hands. So.
And with regards to the changes that you've seen by taking this leap, by figuring out what you want to learn, what you want to treat, and not being afraid to, again, as you said, refer people out to other practitioners, what has it actually done to your booking? What has it done to your revenue? How has it transformed your business?
Yeah, I think that, I mean, number one, patients really appreciate when you're like, look, I want you to be like with the best person for you. And they're like, oh, amazing. Yeah. Like, thank you for looking out for me. So that, I mean, I've always had really good response from that. And then when they, you know, are talking to their friends or their neighbors about thyroid health, they're going to be like, hey, you know, you need to see Katie. She's in Barrie. You know, maybe it's close by, maybe it's an hour away, but they're like, it's worth it, you know, because mm-hmm. she's going to take care of you. So, I mean, definitely from a, you know, a booking and perspective, you know, through niching my practice, my schedule went from, you know, working, let's say, I mean, it's hard to look back and remember,
of
right?
Course.
You just get used to your new normal.
Yeah.
But I was probably, you know, working maybe a full day, in Barrie, like once I kind of add it all up, and then a full day in Midland. So maybe
sure.
2 full days, like all in all. And now I'm easily 4 full days of booking. So that's been great as far as keeping things busy and,
steady
and always that new, you know, influx of those thyroid patients coming in all the time, which, I mean, there's always those normal ebbs and flows.
Yeah.
This time of year, of course, there's lots of new thyroid patients in before the end of the year. But yeah, it's been really great.
And what were some of the next steps you started to take? So now you've established yourself to yourself. I'm going to be focusing on this particular niche. The next piece that I think becomes very overwhelming to people is now changing all of my marketing. And do I have to redo my entire website and all these other things? What were some of the steps that you took? Because to my knowledge, I don't think you just kind of rolled with it. You didn't really like revamp everything. So how did that whole piece go?
Yeah, I don't think that I revamped everything for sure. I think that I was always a bit more specific as far as I never had like the list on my website of like the million things right. that we can treat. I was always, you know, like hormones, women's health, thyroid, like that kind of stuff. I definitely made the thyroid more of a marketing focus. So like at that point, everything that I put out was thyroid related. Any blogs that I did, a lot of my, you know, Facebook posts, maybe not all of them, sure. but the majority of them were thyroid focused. My Facebook banner has my thyroid lead magnet on it.
Yes.
Underneath all my emails is my thyroid lead magnet. So like just a lot of the stuff that I was putting out and creating became thyroid focused versus more general health mm-hmm. or, you know, other concerns. So that was probably the biggest switch that I made. And then as well, like doing the community talks, like instead of doing a general thyroid mm-hmm. one and then doing, you know, PMS the next month, I did, you know, Hashimoto's and then low thyroid
right.
and then how to get your energy back with thyroid disease and then, you know, beyond Synthroid. So like just breaking it up into much more specific thyroid topics.
And how has this changed just the bandwidth that you're using? And what I mean by that is when you start niching down, it typically should make your business run a lot more streamlined. You shouldn't be as like overwhelmed by content. You kind of have a better or clearer idea with regards to your messaging. And as you said, your blog posts and your social media. Did you find mm-hmm. that also was a big transformation by making that change?
Definitely. So yeah, I mean, at the very least, just being able to focus your marketing on one thing mm-hmm. takes a lot less energy as far as, you know, there's a million things that you can put out there and create. But if you know that, you know, thyroid is that umbrella and you're looking at all things thyroid, it gets a lot easier to look at, you know, new blog posts, new thyroid or Facebook posts, new webinars or talks. And definitely from a system perspective in clinic as well. You know, I run my thyroid initial visit pretty much the same. I send people, you know, with names for thyroid assessment, you know, so that flow is very much ingrained now for me in my practice. And yeah, it makes it a lot more streamlined and a lot less of hectic just when you know that things are flowing as they should. And I mean, I would love to systemize it even more. I think
yeah.
now I've gotten to that point where, you know, my personal practice is busy enough. And keeping me busy enough where I'm having to devote, you know, extra time to put more energy into making it run better and put in, you know, new systems and things like that. Mm-hmm. But you use less brain power, right? When you're doing the same things over and over and over again.
Yeah.
And you see the same things over and over and over again and you know how to deal with them better. So
yeah, exactly.
I think it's an advantage for me as a practitioner and, you know, also my patients.
And so now let's talk about the growth physically of your business. Mm-hmm. So you went from being an associate to then yeah. taking the leap and becoming a co-owner. And I'd
yeah.
really like to talk again as openly and as frankly as we can about this. And we were talking about this just before the interview started
yeah.
about how we feel that the dream is to be the clinic owner. And yes, there is a lot of pluses to being an owner because as an associate, you always feel like the clinic owner is taking so much from you. But in reality, it's not always that case, right? There's a lot mm-hmm. more to juggle when you're the owner. There's a lot more expenses when you're the owner. And I would love to talk about that transition from going from being a full-time associate to then jumping into partnership with regards to your practice.
Yeah. So, I mean, definitely a big leap. And I mean, I've been practicing for 3.5 years now. So not really, like, in the grand scheme of things, not that long.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm very much, you know, still in the early part of my journey as a practitioner and as a business owner for sure. So I started out at Rooted as I was covering a mat leave, and then they kept me on as an associate after that, which was amazing. And then, so it would have been fall, October of 2017, that I became co-owner of Rooted. So, I mean, it definitely happened earlier than I was anticipating.
Sure.
And that was just the nature of the business and how things were shifting. And I needed to kind of put my big girl panties on and be like, okay, yep, I'm here, I'm in, like, let's do it.
Yes.
And as an associate, I think that, you know, a lot of the time I was like, oh man, I'd love to have like a little bit more control over certain things or run things a certain way and, you know, have, you know, my room the way that I wanted and
yeah.
be able to change systems and that sort of stuff. And then, so it was definitely, I think of it as like, the grass is always greener kind of situation.
Yes.
Because I think for a lot of us, we see that long-term goal being owning your own clinic. And I don't know, I don't just think that, you know, that should necessarily be the way that it's going to be for everyone. I think that being an associate is amazing. And if you're in a good clinic that respects and wants their associates to be successful, then it can absolutely be, you know, a long-term position. It's not like, oh, I'll associate for a couple of years and then start my own clinic sort
right.
of thing. My first year, you know, co-owning the clinic, I made more as an associate because of the expenses of owning
blank.
A clinic.
Yeah.
Yeah, like point blank, I made more as an associate. And I had a lot less stress as well.
Yes.
Right. So when you're looking at it from that, you know, angle, yes, you gain things as a clinic owner and you can do, you know, you have more space to do things as you envisioned. And a more flexibility and creative process going on, but it is a lot more work. I think that I ever anticipated, and even just brain, like, just you're always thinking about it. Whereas
yes.
an associate, I was much more able to, you know, pack up my laptop at 5:30 and go home, and I was good for the evening. Where now I'm like, my brain is going all night long. It's up in the morning, and you know, when things happen
yeah.
around the clinic, like, you know, a receptionist leaves and you need a new hire, or you know, something goes with maintenance, or you know, any of those little things, like, they add up. And it doesn't seem, so far anyways, that there's ever really like a good, like, easy breezy stable time where everything's kind of running as it should. Like, there's always something coming
yes.
up.
Yes. Yeah. Even the way I'm like reflecting on how much time I spend in my clinic that I own. So I'm usually here for twice as long, just farting
yeah.
around, doing admin, getting things ready for my patients. But when I go to my associateship, because I have both, I basically
yeah.
just show up a half an hour before my shift starts, see my patients, whatever's done is done, and then I get up and leave. And it's almost like being the associate is sort of like a break for me.
Totally.
And then I
yeah.
come and like basically live at the clinic that I own. So,
yeah.
you know, for those people that, again, think the grass is always greener, I think you have to be very much prepared for what you're walking into. So the biggest mm-hmm. piece that I have found, and tell me if you agree, Katie, the biggest piece of pressure that I find the most difficult to handle is the buck starts and stops with you. So as an associate, if I needed to, I could pass blame on to, well, the receptionist made a mistake, or I'll ask the clinic owner. But when you own the practice, even if the receptionist makes a mistake, it's still on you. Because you hired that person, you should be training that person. Or if something goes wrong with emails or bookings, essentially, like, as the owner, you're still in charge of all those things. Even if you have, again, employees under you, it still is a reflection of you. Everything that goes on in that clinic is a 100% 100% a reflection of the clinic owner. So you have to be willing to take that on.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you've kind of experienced that transitioning. Luckily for you, it was in the same place, which is really nice. But how did you feel that transition of now being a bit more of a power player, having to control a lot of things, but now people are basically coming to you for their problems as opposed to you going to other people?
Right. Yeah. It's definitely been like an adjustment for sure. And I think one that we're still kind of getting used to, and I'm still getting used to, because it's only been about a year in this current role for me. I think that I was lucky in a lot of respects in that, yes, it was the same clinic. I was already here. And I do have a partner in the business, which honestly is bit like the most amazing piece of it, because I feel like it takes some of that pressure, like that weight of the world off your shoulders when you know that you have someone else who's, you know, doing the checks and balances as well. And, you can share some of that workload. But definitely it's a lot more, you know, pressure and responsibility. And I mean, when you're having other people under you and working for you, I mean, their livelihood is dependent on yours, right? So then it's even more.
Yes.
You know, that the clinic needs to be successful and keep its doors open and all of those things. So,
yeah. So what I really wanted to kind of like full circle reiterate is I think starting in a clinic as a mat leave or locum person is probably one of my biggest pieces of advice that I have, because again, it's very transient. You can kind of go after the locum is done to somewhere else, or you can get a feel for the clinic and see if you're a good fit for that particular place. But I think the mentorship that you talked about is really what's brought you to where you are in such a quick amount of time. And without leaning onto our elders and leaning onto people that have already gone through it, even if they're a year ahead of you, they still know a lot more that can get you where you need to go faster. And I can attest to the same thing. That's kind of why I always wanted to be an associate, because I always wanted to be around other practitioners, because being a clinic owner can get very lonely depending on how many people are working in the business with you. And I learned so much from even just 1 year working with another ND in their clinic as an associate that I've now transferred into my business, and it's paid off in dividends. So I think that that's such a strong statement to be making. But I wanted to ask you this question. Knowing what you know now, do you wish you had niched out right from the beginning, or are you happy with the path that you kind of went down and started niching out like 2.5 years in?
I think I'm happy with the path that I did, only because then I have no regrets. Like I've tried both. And I know that, you know, that's really what made the difference for my practice. And it was probably like within a year into my practice really worked at niching it more. So not a ton of time. And I experimented with, you know, some niches even before thyroid and you know, I don't know if acid wasn't spot on. I wasn't, you know, getting into or in front of my, you know, ideal client, but they didn't really get any traction. And so when I started working in the thyroid area and it just really got the ball rolling, then it was like, okay, yeah, this is going to work well for me. So I think I'm glad that as far as that time frame and the growth that I saw. And that first year, I mean, I learned a lot and a lot of lessons, both of what to do and what not to do. And I had, you know, some extra time in my schedule to invest in some coaching and business programs that were amazing. Get the prescribing exam out of the way. So, I mean, things like that, were good.
Good. And that's actually kind of the final thing that I wanted to ask you was, is there any resources that you found made the biggest impact for you? And you started talking about coaches and programs. Was there any programs or any resources, books, conferences that you went to that really helped you kind of get more solidified with yourself as a business owner?
Yeah, I think that doing the business coaching groups, I mean, your coaching program was great, because, you know, I was one of those people that I didn't realize I was going to be a business owner until I got to about fourth year of CCNM. I was like, oh, like I just want to practice medicine and work with my patients. And then I was like, oh, damn, like I need to run a business too. Mm-hmm. Like never, that was never really my intention. And I have zero experience with that. But it's something that I've really grown to love, that part of it. And like, there's so many opportunities to be creative and it's amazing to see it grow. And so, I mean, it's been something unexpected, but amazing for me. So doing those, you know, business coaching, programs for me at that point was amazing because it gave me the support I needed to really focus in on specific goals instead of just, you know, it's that doing too many things in too many different areas and not having that focus, I think, was a detriment at that point anyways. Yeah. Focusing my energy.
Any current resources that you're using now? Because it doesn't stop, right? As soon as you've made a pivot, it's not like, oh, business is done. Like you're constantly evolving.
All good. Like, I feel like we're doing, I mean, me and my business partner, we meet for 3 hours every week.
Awesome.
So, I mean, that's a huge chunk of time that we are focused on, you know, 1 week we're, you know, talking money and budgeting, the next meeting that we're talking marketing and getting, you know, our message out there and reaching more people. So that has been, you know, for me right now anyways, really what's growing the business part of it is having that, you know, as a block of time of focused business, where, you know, I'm not just trying to fit it in between patient visits and things like that, because I have found that doesn't work very well. And, you don't get a lot of traction, just kind of trying to sneak it in between your normal day job, right? Yeah. You kind of put the business hat on and then take it off and put the doctor hat on. So
anything else that you think our listeners would benefit from? Anything that really inspires you on a daily basis to keep going? Any other tools or resources you could offer?
I think one of the biggest things for me that from a thyroid perspective anyways was creating just that one really amazing, valuable lead magnet. Like I think that really did accelerate my practice and has reached a lot of people. So if you're, you know, interested or, you know, looking at niching your practice, like that would be the number one thing to devote some hours and energy to and design just a kick-ass lead magnet to reach those people and then just put it everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, and then feed those people into, you know, your list. And so you can reach them on a more regular basis. So that one lead magnet that I, you know, created, you know, it's probably been about 2 years. I think I have close to 1,000 people on that list. And that's, awesome. You know, not patients. That's not things like I don't do anything to add those people to that list now. It just kind of, it builds naturally and I continue to reach them with other things that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. So that was, and I have people that find me through that lead magnet all the time.
And if people wanted to get in touch with you, pick your brain, what's some of the best ways?
I mean, you can reach me at our clinic website, which is rootedinhealth.ca, or my personal website, kate12.com. Best ways to get in touch. And I'm on Facebook and Instagram and all the social media as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Katie, for coming on.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And there you have it, guys. Another episode in the books, as I always say. And again, just reflecting on this, I cannot thank you all so much for listening, for taking action, for stepping outside your comfort zone and working with me. And of course, if you're one of those people that listens to these shows and you are 100% committed and executed on your own, I applaud you and I'm nothing but supportive and behind you. But if you're one of those people that needs a little extra handholding, a little extra accountability, I would love for you to reach out to me personally. Go to Instagram at AndreaMaximND. Check out my free masterclass that gives you my top 5 strategies that I use in my practice every single day. And it has helped me grow by 6 figures every single year in the past couple of years. And that is www.maximizedbusiness.ca/3xyourbusiness. And I will see you on that masterclass. Please let me know that you're listening to these shows. Let me know what you want to hear more of, what you don't want to hear so much of. Reach out to me at Andrea Maxim ND on Instagram. And other than that, guys, leave your reviews, keep listening, share the podcast. We are almost at 100 episodes. I love you, and I'm out. You guys are killer. Thank you, as always, for listening to the Profitable Practice Podcast. Leave me a comment, and if you haven't already, I would love a review in iTunes. Definitely subscribe to this podcast and leave me a quick review. For those ready to maximize your practice, contact me at www.maximizedbusiness.ca.